episode of Room Temp Show. We're at number 14 this time, getting back to you guys our second episode that will be streamed onto iTunes. Woo-hoo. I guess third if you count the Room Techers episode that's up there now. I mean, we can't thank you guys enough for, you know, sharing it, liking our stuff, and, you know, giving us a chance here after so long. I'm pretty impressed with us for being here for, what is it, close to 2 months now that we've actually been doing these for you guys. Pretty pumped to be here tonight on this Monday night down in Pittsburgh. We got a great rundown for you guys today. Talk a little bit Citizen of the Year, little of the Year awards for GQ, NFL news, and obviously our recap based off of our predictions. Some college football. Obviously, we gave you guys some pick-ems and some talk about that as well. And look into NCAA basketball. We know that their season just started. A lot of teams at their second game now so far, but more than I thought about it, I was like, we should probably toss something in here if, you know, we're going to be an all-encompassing sports podcast. And yeah. I know that if this was football, we would have been talking about it way before this point in the season. So figured I'd talk about that too. We'll get into all that. But tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about Sean. Sean actually wrote our rundown tonight for us. So this rundown is brought to you by Sean.
So if it sucks, don't get mad at me.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
If it's out of order,
it's on him.
It's not going to fucking suck. So get out of here with that.
I know, I edited it, so we're fine.
Matt,
yeah. Edited we added our 2 cents. You basically just had the headlines and we went in and did the rest.
No, that's bullshit. Most of this is still my rating. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We got a fantastic show for you here tonight, people. Mm. I put a lot of effort into this, which is something that I can say I probably have not done for any other show ever.
Or any other maybe thing ever.
No, me and Matt have already talked. I've already put more effort into this podcast than I have in the entirety of my senior year of college.
I probably can say the same, honestly.
Yeah, that's really bad considering you're still in your senior year of college.
You know.
We should call Sean.
You better hope your mom doesn't listen to those.
Oh, she does. She does. She does. She does.
Oh, no. Shout out Aunt Terry. I didn't just say that.
She texted me right after we dropped the first show on iTunes. And she was just like, iTunes! All !! I was like, hell yeah. You know how it is.
Bro, she liked my picture that I tweeted this weekend, which had me kind of dying.
That's hilarious, dude.
Gotta love Aunt Terry. I know it's hilarious.
Shout out. Sean, you should totally be podcast guy of the year, according to GQ.
Ooh. Honest to God, considering Eagles, how they've been doing things. No, I'd rather be podcast writer of rundowns of the year.
Well, writer. You weren't a this is
podcast
not writing.
Writer
is,
of rundowns.
Rundowns aren't writing.
This was definitely
podcast speaker of the year.
Words that I wrote down.
It's like so I plan to write a book, so I'm a writer.
I would write the best book.
Sure.
False.
Other
bet. I could write a book on places to fall asleep when drunk better than anybody else. Like
that's a fact. That's 100% fact. No, it would literally be 100. It would literally
how
be the same
pages,
size as.
How many pages do you need to have to be considered a book?
I don't know.
I would imagine like
Matt,
more than
you're
like
an
two.
Author. You should know this.
I don't know. I didn't qualify anything about mine. I don't know.
Regardless, speaking of this GQ nonsense,
this bullshit.
What is this cap being the Citizen of the Year? What does that even mean?
Dude, first off, yeah, I've never heard of Citizen of the Year before in my entire life.
I thought it was hilarious.
Maybe I'm just coming to the party late, but like,
I understand why,
but like, at the same time, J.J. Watt raised $37 million for hurricane relief. Bill Gates has given out over, you know, $4 billion to just random charities. Like, Cap did pledge $1 million, and he's getting blackballed by the NFL, but
I get that as well. And dude, I was gonna even talk about Chris Long donating his entire salary. There's so many people that I think could have been put up for this. Are they just doing this just because
it might be a marketing stunt? Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, dude. I gotta admit, his fro looked good in the picture.
He looked good on the cover. Like it was real good. It was a like, solid cover. Grade A.
The hair fit perfectly. Do you think they use portrait mode on the new iPhone? Shout out Apple.
They might have. Dude, that
I don't know. I'm not Apple.
Not to go off track, dude, but that camera is fucking unreal.
I know. Shout out Apple again.
I mean, I think
thank you for letting us on iTunes.
Still wild to me that J.J. Watt was kind of flown under the radar with that, actually. The more that I think about it, the more ridiculous it is.
I wasn't even thinking about that until you said that, but
yeah.
That is absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
I also...
It literally in like a week. Like, it wasn't like over a long period of time. Like, it was like... I'm trying to raise $200,000, and 5 days later, he's like, I have $37 million. Like,
sorry.
Here it is. But yeah, dude, I mean, Bill Gates just today, he announced it today, but he raised he is donating $50 million to Alzheimer's research. Like,
that's here's crazy.
Cut this check real quick, take it off my taxes, and I still don't get Citizen of the Year. I don't know.
Well, you also have, you know, KD being Champion of the Year.
That was really bizarre, too. I didn't really understand.
Who would you take over him?
Who would I take over KD? I mean, I'm a KD fan, contrary to popular belief, but
would it be considered like this physical year or like because there isn't a champion yet, so like
champions of last year?
Well, that's not true. There is a champion.
Sidney Crosby, who just repeated for the Stanley Cup championship.
No one gives a shit about hockey, though.
I wouldn't say that.
Not even close to the NBA.
Not even close to the NBA. I mean, yeah, that's fair. Maybe like Chris Bryant or Rizzo. Or like
Tom Brady coming back 28-3, you know, that was
pretty Tom Brady could have been it.
He could have been it.
I don't know. I feel like there's definitely, and dude, I don't, Gal Gadot, I mean, yeah, she's pretty attractive, but what does Wonder Woman of the Year mean?
Because how many other Wonder Womans were there in the race?
I know that she was Wonder Woman in the movie.
I think it was Woman of the Year, but since she was Wonder Woman, she's Wonder
Woman. Ben, I was being sarcastic.
Same, Ben. Come on,
okay,
fuck
right off, guys.
Okay.
If we're being fair, Ben, I wasn't being sarcastic.
I was. Fairly certain I was being
sarcastic.
Sean's
like, wait a minute. When has there ever been a Wonder Woman of a Year category? Like, what is this?
Seriously, that literally was the thought that went across my head. In other news, the 76ers co-owner, Michael Rubin, writes a letter to the judge on Meek Mill's behalf. For all of you that don't know, Meek got 2 to 4 years in prison for violating his probation. It's kind of wild.
My girl's stepdad is a corrections officer at Camp Hill, and that's where he's staying. And I was like, damn, like, I'm about to hey, Ray, you trying to take me on a tour? I'm trying to meet Meek real quick. It's a visiting hour.
Free Meek.
Dude, it's crazy.
They're having a fucking rally.
Malcolm Jenkins is going to it. I was reading about that today. Jenkins and one other person that's pretty high.
They got buses and shit. I saw a video on Twitter of like some guy on the highway following like a Free Meek bus, like a
fucking
bus.
You know, like the reason he got like all of this under, he got into a fight in an airport. and which
can't be throwing hands.
He got that, and he got in trouble for riding ATVs without a helmet. Like doing wheelies and stuff. Those are the
two
reasons.
4 years for riding without
that
a helmet.
This man got 2 to 4. I mean, yeah, you didn't learn, but like, come on. If you have like a co-owner of an NBA team writing the letter to a judge, plus you're gonna have a rally for you, like, I feel like.
It's not like
he's
out
here trapping and like trying to sell drugs and shit.
Not,
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but
that's
still
pretty excessive.
It's,
like, I could see like a large fine and maybe like a couple months.
He does so much for the community in Philadelphia too. Like, he brought all the Boys and Girls like Club kids to like one of the Sixers games and stuff, and got them like on the court and stuff. Like, he does. It's not like he's like, I really don't think Meek's a bad person. I mean,
Because a co-owner of a basketball team writes a letter to a judge does not mean that he should be freed.
I'm not necessarily saying he should be freed, but I feel like this is, you know, 2 to 4 years is maybe a wee bit aggressive.
Yeah, it was very aggressive.
Yeah.
Definitely things that could have.
Especially after like the news of like the judge like came out, like the judge was like said something about like Roc Nation and all that kind of shit, and like how like she has connections to another agency, and like, I don't know how much true that was, but like it was just real sketchy, real suspect shit.
Honestly, this is just a real shitty situation for Meek, just like my betting situation was this weekend.
Texas,
I don't know
Sean,
why you're surprised.
I texted Sean like probably 3/4 of the way through the first like round of games. And I was like, how's,
oh, I knew
how's the
after
betting going?
After
the first quarter.
After Ohio State scored 28 points, I crumbled up the paper and threw it in the trash. It wasn't
Welcome
even
to the world of gambling, my friend.
Yeah.
Why did you do an 18 parlay your first time?
Because you never know, Matt.
I did.
You
yeah,
gave me
you
all
claim
that
you
shit.
Did, but yeah.
You've given me so much shit over the past. How many weeks about me doing parlay? Never do fucking parlays. This is why you don't bet. This is why you don't bet.
I never said never
first
do parlays.
First time you fucking do it, eight teams. Okay.
It was a way different monetary amount than what you were getting into.
You bet at $10 to win, like you just see the giant, like, that's the problem with me with parlays. Like, I'm like, okay, like, I have four teams right here. If I bet 10 on each, I can get, you know, $40 because, like, they're all going to win, like, $10. But then you put the parlay. Is there a
looking at the bigger picture?
No, not at all. But it was for me.
It's just like when I went to the casino this weekend and put, you know, $40 down on the middle third on roulette. That didn't really go in my favor either.
Dude, blackjack is the way to go.
No, it's not. Roulette is the shit.
Nah, dude, gambling's a numbers game. Play it enough, you'll win one, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's why I put all of my money on that and on the number 13. It must run in the family.
Yeah, it has to. We literally had the exact same response at the exact same time, being very serious about it.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I'm here for it.
We're here Monday night. We're getting some Monday Night Football. And,
I'm surprised Ben didn't throw out the gambling hotline number at me yet.
I don't know it offhand, or else I totally would have.
I did, dude. I knew it. We said it so many shows in a row for that period of time, I actually knew it off the top of my head.
Yeah, you rattled it off, like, literally out of the clouds. And I was like, wait a minute, like, what the?
To be fair, I would definitely type it in on Google a lot of times. But yeah. You know what else is very, 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 very crazy to me? This whole what? Jerry Jones, Roger Goodell saga.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. There's like a mutiny on their hands.
Have you read everything today that came out?
I read a little bit, but, like, all I saw was that Jones, like, leaked that Goodell wanted $50 million a year, a private jet for life, and, like, healthcare. And now the other owners are, like, looking at it like, we're trying to find a way to, like, force Jones to sell the Cowboys. Like, it's no, a well, whole they, bunch not of shit.
I think, from what I understand now, is that they're not trying to get him out of owning the team, but they want him to be fined in some way, shape, or form. But if we're being honest, the whole Goodell wanting healthcare for life for him and his family, plus the use of a private jet for life, is a bit absurd, considering NFL players only get healthcare for 5 years after they're done. Like, are you kidding me?
I think that's reasonable.
Are you kidding
the thing
me?
That got, the thing that really got me was the $50 million salary.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's absolutely bonkers.
But that's exactly what Goodell said. Like, Goodell came out today and was like, yeah, that's bullshit. Like, that's completely, like, false and untrue.
Yeah, he probably just wants, like, 48 mil a year.
It was actually 49.75, but, you know, it's not 50.
Then you start high.
Yeah, you start high. That might have been his first number that he threw at him. Trying to get it down to, like, you know, 38 maybe? I don't know. No, how much is he making now? Like, he's definitely like
20 something.
20 something, and he wants, holy hell, this man is
maybe
trying
he has
to
like cancer or something. He's not telling someone. He's like nervous he's gonna croak in a few years.
I just the honestly, the healthcare isn't like, yes, that's very surprising, and I don't think you should get that. The thing that really gets me is the private jet. Like, are you kidding me?
No matter what happens, he'll always have that jet in his back pocket.
Like, seriously though, like, why does he need a private, like, after he's done being the commissioner, what the hell is he gonna need to fly around all the, like, over the place for?
What, I mean, would you not want to have a private jet for life?
Oh, fuck yeah, I would.
If he's asking for $50 million a year, he might as well just be like, yeah, throw in a private jet for my rest of my life and throw in healthcare for, like, if I'm asking for $50 million, I'm going to ask for literally anything and everything that I could possibly want. Like, because if they're going to consider that, they're going to consider this other shit, too.
Like, this man legitimately thinks he has a steel set of cojones.
He's the highest paid puppet in the world.
Seriously. Like, you could kick him as hard as you wanted in the nuts, and I don't know if he'd flinch.
I think it's hilarious. I think I'm fine with it. I'm fine with him asking for it. Sure, he's a cocksucker, but that's fine.
Why not, right?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? He's there. He's just embracing him. He's been embracing the bullshit that is his
him
life.
Him.
Yeah, his,
that's literally him running the league.
That's fine. If he gets healthcare out of it, that's cool. I mean, it's not like these guys can't afford healthcare after their 5 years.
At least he's buying into it. Like, you know, at the very least.
Yeah, they're not dying from a broken hand after, like, they're done playing for however many years. To me, the bigger bullshit story that's going on is fucking Martellus Bennett going back to the Pats.
100% disagree with that, but I do think this is a crazy story. It's wild.
Way worse for the brand.
No, I don't know if it's worse for the brand. I think the whole Goodell-Jerry...
Goodell's not a player.
...for the brand. Yeah, but Bennett...
Goodell's not even the brand.
This Bennett situation is kind of just insane. Like, how are the Pats... Like, what... not the Pats, I'm sorry, the Packers. Like, what were they thinking here? Like, Matt was kind of explaining to me the whole doctor situation here.
Bro, so they're, first of all, their doctor is, like, a well-known around the league, well-known around the league for being overcautious in treatment of all the players. Aaron Rodgers could have come back, 2 weeks earlier than he could have, than he did last season, but the doctor fought him, like, with legal threats, like, going to court, like, my player is cleared to play, he should play, at the lower risk of an injury. And he said no, because he wanted to make sure that the players are good to go before they actually play. Because how often do you see a player re-injure him or herself, and you go, why didn't you just wait an extra week or two? And it's because you wanted to rush and be competitive. And sure, I get it. I mean, I'm the same way. But, like, a guy who is just so well-known for that, I don't have all the fucking names of the people who actually came out after Bennett left, and he started name-dropping this guy saying, he rushed me to go back and play, he was refusing treatment. Actually, that's not true.
It's a long fucking con to get him out of Green Bay.
Dude.
But still, for him to get out of Green Bay...
First of all, I'll say this, though. I will say, he was said to have a torn rotator cuff and needed to have season-ending surgery.
I mean,
he also threatened to retire, and the doctor had said... And then he said that the Packers refused him treatment. A, that implies that, yes, he does have a torn rotator cuff and torn labrum. So, if he was being refused treatment, then yeah, fuck the Packers. And then B, sure, you go to the Pats and then you play the next fucking game. You're lying.
Just saying.
If you had the torn rotator cuff and the torn labrum, but you pass a physical with your new team and catch a ball in, like, not just
and then come back
can,
but catch
no,
a ball
play.
Like play. You cannot.
You can play with a torn
labrum. A torn labrum you can't lift above
kids,
your shoulder.
I know kids that did it in high school. You can play with a torn labrum. Yes, you should not play with a torn labrum. I know kids.
And a torn rotator cuff combined? Fuck no.
I don't know.
He would have passed a physical if he had those issues with him, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, there has to be more to this than, like...
And then for him to come out...
He claims that the Packers knew, but, like, there's no way that the Patriots would have, like, allowed him to pass a physical. Like,
and he also,
you're telling me the doctors are that much different? Like, no. Come on, now.
What do you mean? Dude, I'll pull up the fucking article right now. I'm just telling you right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying. Yeah. There is way more to this story than what we know right now. There has to be. There's no way. Dude, the man looked fine.
No, see, everyone saw that catch. My take of it was he was going to go to the Packers because he knew he was going to get ousted because Gronk was back at the Pats. Ended up going over to the Packers thinking, oh, we can make a playoff run because we still got a couple more. We had coming off of all the injuries we had last year, this year we were supposed to be looking pretty goddamn good. And we did before Aaron Rodgers got hurt, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he got hurt, Martellus Bennett started to drop. And my theory is that he just bitched out and was like, cool, I want some fucking wins out of this before I retire. He threatened to retire. I think it was the same week that Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
I don't think he's going to retire.
And then he started complaining about the injury, like, 2 weeks after Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and then this happened.
I really don't think
he's not going to retire. It was a whole bitch thing.
No way.
To me, it's the whole thing about that.
I don't know. I don't know, Matt. I feel like there's too little information on both sides for me to make an, like, informed decision as to who's the right.
All I'm saying is that
all the information you need is him making these statements that I have a torn rotator cuff. They didn't want to do the surgery. They didn't want to do this. They didn't want to do that. I told no teams to try to sign me, but then when the Patriots called, I changed my tune. Then I passed a physical, and then I not only suited up the very next week, like the very same week, but I also played in the game and got a catch over the middle for like 22 yards and got hit. Like out of bounds and got right back up and literally looked like I was perfectly fine. Like
yeah, regardless of what administrative problems are there, he's still the fucking liar and a cocksucker for it.
Yeah, he definitely like it.
But like, how do we know? Like, because I'm not a huge Packers fan. Like, was he actually playing up to this point, or were they not allowing him to play?
No, he was playing.
He was playing. He was played at every game. He wasn't out any time.
I think he played 5 weeks.
The only time
five
he didn't play
weeks.
Was
so
this past week because they deactivated. They
look it up.
That's just something I'm curious about because if they weren't allowing him to play and then he did this and when they're allowing him to play and he does well like that, that is kind of crazy to me.
He definitely has played like.
Oh, dude, he's played in every game.
He's played in every game. Yeah, that's kind of wild to me.
Yeah, like I said, regardless of like what went on between him and the Packers to get him to leave, I think is less so than his complaint for him being cut from the team.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree. Are they still going to have to pay him his full salary?
See, that's the whole thing. So basically what happened is I was looking this up, and I don't know all the logistics, but I don't know. I don't remember all the little like nuances of his thing. But like, A, it's either like because he terminated part of his contract with the Packers under like medical like malpractice. Like, not like you guys fucked me over by doing a bad medical job. It was like a negligence sort of. Mm-hmm. And like based off of that, like if he ends up like proving that against the Packers, then he gets like a prorated deal for his contract. But if the Packers went back to him and they were like, you used a fake injury or you lied about a real injury in order to get off the team, then the Patriots have to pay his full contract. Or part of like, or no, it was like 2/3 of his remaining contract, something like that. They had to pay shit.
If he's gonna argue negligence on the Packers, then he needs to argue it against the Patriots too, because they fucking let him suit up too. They passed him on a physical. They let him suit up. They let him play. Like, they did exactly what the Packers did. Like, what?
Yeah, they did exactly what.
I don't know.
I think it's pretty obvious. Like, I honestly do. And maybe maybe in a week, 2 weeks, 3 months, the end of the season, whatever it is, I'll probably look like an idiot for saying this, but like, I think it's pretty cut and dry what all this was. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I think he pushed out about being
Ben,
on the Packers.
You're gonna regret that decision just like I regret my Patino comments.
Oh, that was so much worse. dude. We literally argued for 40 minutes.
Whether or not he is really injured or not, Richard Sherman actually ruptured his Achilles.
Yeah, he's actually hurt though.
He really definitely hurt himself. And the story behind this is even crazier to me. So this man tweaked it in the Rams game, the first Rams game, and he knew about it. But he's the type of player that he told himself and told. I don't think he said anything to anybody about it. But he just played through it because he was like, I have to be out here for my teammates. Like, that's like who he is. That's the type of player he is. Fully knowing at some point that it was most likely going to rupture. And then he, like, it happened, and he's walking around. He not only did it happen, he got up and walked off the field, which blew my mind.
He knew it right away.
He was walking up and down the sidelines telling people
he tore my Achilles.
He's literally saying it and standing there. Like, dude, go get in an air cast or something. Like, don't just, what? Like, what?
Yep.
I mean, hey, I love the dedication.
I like Richard Sherman.
I like Sherman, too. He's a really smart guy, you know, out of Stanford. Definitely knows some knowledge.
Stanford guy.
But I don't think the whole way he went about that was very, very smart. The other thing
More so for not really understanding how they're going to go about it is the fact that they fucking left Russell Wilson literally just take one step in and one step out of the tent and be like, yeah, I'm back.
The worst part about it for them is, like, they had him on national television the whole time through this process. Like, it was on TV. Everybody watched him take a step in. They took the snap on the field, and as soon as they were down, he got right back up.
I don't think his full body ever went into the tent.
It didn't. No, it was like half of it. It blew my mind.
I think he literally, like, just peeked in and just see what it was all about, and then just like, yep, I'm good.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty sure that's not part of the concussion protocol.
I don't think he went through it whatsoever.
I mean, I don't know, though. No. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. I'm no expert, but I would already imagine they can't do that protocol and point
they're
going to
get disciplined for it.
They're going to get fined. But, like, I was listening to Rich Eisen's radio show today, and he was talking about this. And he was like, you know, one quick way to fix all this is, you know, if you see, like, someone on the sideline, an NFL, you know, one of those neurosurgeons that they have, like, looking out, like, you know, like, when someone gets hit on the field, they stay in, he, you know, radios in to the official, and he says, yeah, this guy needs to be evaluated. When you see that happen, someone on the sideline, you know, when you see someone not go through the protocol properly, someone on the sideline needs to, like, talk to the official and be like, hey, you know, in this case, number 3 didn't go through concussion protocol. He's coming back onto the field. He's not ready yet. You know, if he comes into the field and gets into the huddle, you know, that's a 15-yard penalty and a loss of a timeout.
I mean, I think I agree with that. I like that. But the other thing about it was, like, you saw the referee force him off the field. Like, he did not want to leave at all. No. Which I get. Like, if you don't think you have a concussion, I understand it. But that's like everyone's freaking out about this like head injury stuff, and like it's a pretty big deal.
If you have a concussion, you're not have a concussion. It should not be up to the player's discretion.
No, it should 100% be up to the medical staff.
Hold on. My thing is that when you write the laws for this game, you have to encompass all injuries for it. You can't nitpick by every single injury. So. When you say the same thing, I mean, I totally agree with you. I'm not trying to defend people getting concussions and playing. But, like, but for the same reason that you had Richard Sherman tweak his Achilles, right? ACL, right?
Achilles.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, the way that he had tweaked it beforehand and played on it,
yeah.
The same way that a lot of those players will do the same thing with potential concussions.
I feel like that's more...
It doesn't matter if it's a different thing or not, because it's still an injury.
It's not that it's a different thing. It's just more something that you can hide. Like, if you get smacked in the fucking head, you kind of see that you get smacked in the fucking head, whereas, like...
Sure, but, like, your knee can bend in three places, and your knee's fine half the time sometimes.
No, like, I definitely agree with you. I just think it's one of those things that if, like, it happened and nobody really saw it, like, Richard Sherman could keep that to himself, whereas, like, Russell Wilson got, like, smacked in the head. Like, that's something that, like, is you can visibly see.
But if
the referees saw it, they made him leave. Like, it's not about that either.
But dude, if every player in the NFL played, though, when they just tweak something, there would be not a single player playing every Sunday.
Exactly.
But how often
did you play a game of football? You bang up your arm from like a big, like, you had the ball, you're a running back, and you get like smacked in the fucking arm, or you get the wind knocked out of you. You come out, you come back on, it's like, okay, cool. You're like, your coach is like, are you good? Like, are you cognizant? Yes. And you want to keep playing? Okay.
Or
you sit down, it's like, no, coach, I'm good. And he's like, are you sure? And you're like, yeah, and you play fine. And then like next week you find out you broke two ribs.
Yeah. I mean, but you're going to feel that. You would know.
Sure. But like people do it. All the time.
I get your argument. I just feel like the whole head injury thing, and especially what's been going on.
I agree that head injuries are worse, but I'm just saying that.
I'm not saying that head injuries aren't worse. I'm saying they're more cognizant of that type of injury than they are of basically everything. Like, yeah, if you see somebody's knee get fucked up for days when it goes and makes a 90-degree angle the opposite direction.
Sure,
like,
and adrenaline's a crazy drug.
Yeah, exactly. I 100% agree with you. But like the whole head injury thing going on with the NFL right now is just so...
I don't think you understand how rules are written, though.
I do understand, and that's why they're changing rules to like not allow hits and shit like that. Like, you shouldn't be, you know, getting hit in the head like that. You shouldn't.
All I'm saying is I'm never surprised when they don't.
I just think he. I'm not surprised by it, but like they need to be incredibly more wrong. They should have definitely at least evaluated him.
But my thing is, with all the preemptive things that they go through with concussions, to still have this be happening is the bigger issue here than the fact that it was just this one time. Because this happens fucking time.
If we're being fair, you're really never going to be able to stop this. Like, there will always be accidents.
Oh, no, not at all.
You'll never be able to fully stop it. I definitely think it's gotten better. Like, the Seahawks themselves, they've adopted a whole new style of tackling just so you prevent head. Like, statistically, you will not have as many injuries like this to heads because of the way of tackling that they have adopted.
My only point is that you have to treat every injury the same.
By the rules that they have laid out, you have to treat every injury. Can I finish my point?
Yeah.
Thank you. You have to treat every injury the same, as though it is either the worst injury or however you define a treatment of an injury. If it's every single time that someone comes off with a limp, or you see a big hit, or whether or not it's a head-to-head, or someone just like walks funny coming out of the pocket. Your standards for how you treat that person needs to be the same across the board. That's how our laws are written. It's like, if you murder someone in one way compared to something other, it's the same count for every murder. It's all encompassing based off that law.
I get what you're saying.
I don't think you do.
I do understand what you're saying. It'll never be that way. It's like Ben said. Like, you start doing shit like that, then like, you're gonna have people coming out every single play for like little tiny things.
I think at that point you can't complain's the wrong word, but it's the best word I have in my head right now. I think at that point you can't complain about a team doing its poor job of a concussion protocol. If it's at that point where
the thing is, with any other injuries though, like they do get like evaluated. Like you'll see someone on the training table like getting like something rubbed down, or you'll see them, you know. Like, it's not like they just come over the sideline and, like, the trainer comes up to him and just says, hey, you good? And like, yeah, like without like evaluating what's really happening. Like,
I mean, I played with like a, I played on the smallest scale comparison I can think of. I had a partially torn hamstring that I played my whole senior year of high school soccer.
Did you know it was a torn hamstring?
I was pretty fucking sure.
Did you, why didn't you get it checked out?
Because I wanted to win.
Exactly, that's on you.
It's the same way.
For what you're arguing, you would need to have the players and the medical staff like working together in this. Exactly. And that will never happen.
That's what I'm saying. So at that point, it's you should never be surprised when a team does a terrible job with concussion protocol.
I just think the whole concussion thing, especially with how big the whole head injury thing is right now, like that's definitely like...
Dude, I'm agreeing with you. I'm 100% agreeing with the idea that concussions are a more concerning injury to the overall safety of a player getting hurt. However, I am saying that a standard for how you treat injuries is the same.
I'm saying they have a legitimate concussion protocol. It's called that. Whereas, like, they don't have a, oh my god, you fucking ripped your knee in half protocol.
Sure, yeah, well, they kind of do, though. It's not just called that.
I know, but, like, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it's there's they're putting things in place for stuff like this. They're making rules around it, like...
Well, they're making rules around
and
it.
And a concussion, and, like, the same thing about it is, like, a concussion isn't, like, a, you know, you can go out there and, like, I, at one point, like, I thought that I had torn my ACL, and like a guy, like the athletic trainer came over, and like there's like a test that you do to see like if like your ligaments are catching in your knee, and if they are or they aren't, like determines if you probably or probably don't have a torn ACL. Like,
yeah, it's not called
you can know, like you can know immediately,
but
there's
a protocol for everything.
Yeah, but like
no, I
they still don't ignore that. Like this was blatant ignoring of that.
Yes.
Like that's the issue here. Like
yes.
The issue isn't that the protocol was like. When someone like blows their knee out on the field, like, or they just tweak their knee and they can't get up, you still do that test. Like, they're not just gonna walk up to you, slap your knee, be like, that hurt? Yeah, all right, you're good. Like, you can come back in. Like, they completely ignored what was in place. Like, that's the point here. Not so much that like the other injuries like aren't treated or are treated and there's different. It's the fact that they just didn't do it.
Yeah, it was very not bueno.
Not surprised by it.
I'm surprised about how
you wouldn't have been surprised at all if you found out in 2 weeks that if it wasn't what the camera was on right then, and you found out in 2 weeks they did that and that he failed the concussion protocol in the beginning and never saw it at all, you wouldn't be surprised at all.
You're probably not wrong.
I just you just said that so fast.
That was too fast for Sean's brain to process.
I was looking at something and then I realized halfway through that just I missed the first part and then I tried to put everything together and just boom.
My thing was, had you not seen Russell Wilson on camera have that whole
100% agree.
And you found out in 2 weeks that he didn't even go through the protocol, then you'd be like, oh. Well, what an idiot, and that's
it. Yeah, no, I definitely think it's worse because it was on prime time and everybody in America watched him do it.
Yeah.
But, you know. What else?
I mean, I guess it kind of
honestly, happened. What really didn't surprise me...
And they won.
This weekend? Yeah, they did win.
They did win.
But what really didn't surprise me about this weekend was the fact that the Saints absolutely smacked the Bills.
That did surprise me.
I definitely called it. I don't know if I said it on the show last time, but I definitely called. I talked to a bunch of people
definitely
about it.
Didn't
I
say
said
it
Sean,
definitely didn't say it.
Sean Payton, yeah, because we didn't talk about it. Sean Payton and Drew Brees, I said we're going to fucking run through the zone defense. They absolutely did that. But
Drew Brees
did. They did it in a different way than what I thought they were going to do. There was a lot of rushing touchdowns.
Six.
Like,
six
way
is a lot.
Too many. Holy shit. Mark Ingram had three. Alvin Kamara had one. Drew Brees had one. And their other backup running back had one.
Yeah,
like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't know if they had a passing touchdown. I think he might have had one.
He didn't throw
a single passing
touchdown. Only threw for 184 yards.
Well, let's do some math here. If they had six touchdowns and only scored 47 points, would there be room for a seventh touchdown?
If we're being fair here, I've been doing 6 times 5 in my head all day. And I now realize
all day
that is very incorrect.
He's been thinking about this since he wrote the rundown at
noon
this morning.
Yeah, exactly. This was a part that I wrote kind of early, so, you know, there we go.
Me don't read good, me don't do math good, but me write good.
Okay, no, we've determined that I can read if I prepare. I can do math if I've had coffee. If I've had no coffee... The math just doesn't work at all. And this is coming from a kid that almost minored in it. Whew, thank God I didn't. is it, like, I think we can all fairly say that the Saints are pretty legit. Would you all agree?
Yeah, I would agree the Saints are pretty legit.
They're contenders.
I think the biggest thing about the Saints is their defensive improvement. Their defense has notoriously been fucking dog shit.
Legitimately one player has come in and changed that entire defense. And that is Lattimore, Marshawn Lattimore.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's a fucking stud.
He's a fucking animal.
He's a stud.
Absolute beast. And it really sucks that we had to play against him. Well, honestly, no. You know what's awesome? We beat him last year. Penn State, that is. But that's all I'm going to talk about.
We won the team when they won?
Oh, my God. Or was it after? Fuck off.
Was he there this year when you guys lost?
Okay, fuck off, Ben. So we agree that the Saints are legit. You opened
up the doors for it by fucking bringing up Penn State.
We agree that the Saints are legit. Is it safe to say that the Bills are a little bit overhyped now?
No.
No.
I would say that. Do you just think the Saints are that good?
No, I don't think the Bills are that good. Yeah,
I think
the Saints.
I would agree with that. I think they were overhyped.
I don't even think they were overhyped, honestly. They were 5-2.
So when they beat the Falcons, everyone was talking them the fuck up. Yeah, 5-2.
They did dominate.
5-2 is pretty good.
They did dominate the Falcons.
5-2 is pretty good. Yeah, and the Falcons aren't what we think they were. But we will get to them.
I don't know. They look pretty very good soon on Sunday.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry. I have so many things I want to talk about that game with. Actually, let's just jump right into it. They absolutely dominated Dallas 27-7. Dallas abandoned the run game.
Just make sure that you know what you're saying after just saying that the Bills beating Atlanta was not a good win. Just know.
Yeah, but dude, okay, there's a lot of key things that Dallas did wrong here. Number one, their coaching was fucking terrible. Number two, they were missing their all-pro left tackle, who's just an absolute beast. And the poor fella that had to cover for him,
got his fucking
holy
lunch
shit.
Eaten.
He got his lunch eaten, like absolutely eaten.
And the backup
and the worst
too.
Part about it, the worst part about
the
it is,
backup did too.
The worst part about it is, all they had to do was keep fucking Adrian Claiborne from the outside. Just
all
push him to the inside. Get the first step. No, get the first step. It was
just
literally get that first step, push him inside instead of outside, and he had help. And the
you
other thing that blows my mind, is the fact that their offensive coordinator did not give the man any help. Like, you would think after Claiborne got his third sack, you're like, oh, like, maybe we should send somebody over there, like a tight end or something, and just, you know, maybe help block this dude that is absolutely just having a game. No, let's not do that. Let's let the dude get six sacks. When is the last time?
Let's bench him and put the other guy in and have that guy go two snaps and give up two more sacks.
Yeah, like,
I can't wait for Dallas to beat the Eagles.
Oh, my God, dude.
That is so funny that you say that. I hate you.
Go ahead. Make a prediction about a team that there's no way you can lose to. Just go ahead.
We all know how the last time.
I'm not, dude. I told you already. Like, I understand that, like, we probably will lose more games. I just don't think we're going to lose this game.
Do you give it no chance?
No, I give it a possibility. I say we have, like, a 82% chance to win.
82. That's very fucking precise.
I don't know what the actual odds are.
I'd be willing to bet that it's going to be probably more than that.
Yeah, it's probably more than that. But
I'm going to go. They're a division rival.
You want someone out here who's precise. It's Brett Hundley. All right?
Oh, my fucking God.
Brett Hundley helped the Packers win without Rodgers against the Bears this week. Brett Hundley actually threw for 72. He was 72% pass completion. 18 for 25, 212 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions. He rushed for 16 yards, which is pretty dope, too. He's normally actually higher. Their team actually rushed for a solid, like, 140, 150 yards together. And Davante Adams had that sick touchdown in the corner. So I'm pretty excited that the Packers are maintaining a winning record. And I was just pretty excited. Mr. Trubisky, not for anything, did pretty well.
He almost had 300 yards.
Yeah.
Do you think losing Aaron Jones and Ty Montgomery getting hurt again really hurts, too?
Wait, say that again?
Yes.
Aaron Jones down a bunch. Ty Montgomery gets hurt again. So now you're down to your third string running back and your second string quarterback who probably had a career day.
To be completely fair, Ty Montgomery was like our third string running back last year. And he came out of nowhere and did a decent job. I'm not at all saying that I don't think that it was a big loss. I do. I absolutely do. But Jamal Williams played pretty well.
Williams isn't bad.
No, he's 67 yards, 3.5 a carry, which is not terrible.
I think you guys are going to start seeing a lot more quarterback runs. Like, a lot more.
What, for the Packers?
100%. Brett Hundley has proven that he can run the ball. You know, you give him a couple design runs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just considering the fact that you, number one, really didn't have a running back coming into this year. Then you kind of found one. And then you found another, and now they're both hurt. So, like, I don't
know. Yeah. Give it to Ripkowski. He's like a...
Seriously, dude, give it to him. Feed him.
Yeah, dude, I love the fullback.
John Kuhn-esque. Young
yeah,
John Kuhn.
Very much like John Kuhn. And, I mean, not for anything. He found Davante Adams and Randall Cobb.
Very surprising.
For some catches this time. 90 yards for Davante Adams and a touchdown. And 50 yards for Cobb. Still not finding Jordy Nelson. I mean, he had 3 receptions for 20, Jordy did. But I think you give him a couple more games, he won't do terrible. That's about it.
Give him a couple more games and he will improve.
I do think so. I mean, honestly, I mean, like I said that a while back. You toss him into the game like that, like into a game like that. They only lost by 9 points to the Saints, who just blew out the Bills, who were arguably a top 10 team. So like, or were, I said were. Arguably a top 10 team, and they only lost by 9 at New Orleans. So like, not too terrible, and that was 2 weeks after Aaron Rodgers got hurt. And not terrible. Like, you lost by 9 to them. You lost by two touchdowns to the Lions, which is they were again in Detroit. So I don't know, not terrible.
I would argue it'd be probably more beneficial to you guys for him to suck ass and just keep losing, because winning and getting at this point, you're not gonna make the playoffs. No fucking chance.
No.
And, like, Aaron Rodgers is going to be your quarterback next year, so why not?
Tanking, dude.
Why would you finish, like, 6-10 and get the 15th pick in the draft and just literally have it be a waste?
They've done a pretty good job the last several years of maintaining that. I'm saying get Brett Huntley some snaps in, let him do whatever the hell he can. That's pretty much what they're doing. Mike McCarthy, in the post-game interview after the first game that he played that they lost, he said that, like, we're sticking with Huntley. He's like, we're not thinking of, like, picking up a Kaepernick or someone else. This is before the trade deadline, obviously.
He's going to put us in the position that we don't have to, like, win.
Correct. All he said was, we're going to leave him in the game and see what he can do. So that seems like if we lose out, that's still part of the same plan as if we, I don't know, we're not going to, but like if we fucking miraculously win out. So like, he's like, I don't really think that there's an expectation going into it. And I think that's okay to have that sort of mulligan of a season. I mean, we've had a pretty good goddamn run in the last, like, what, my whole lifetime. So that's all right with me.
Fuck you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ben,
say something to that.
You could say the same. I had some glory years when I was like a toddler. I might have still been in diapers. No, I was old enough.
But, like, I think that... I actually had this conversation with our one friend Pat a while back about how the Steelers, I don't think in our lifetime, have ever really been a terrible team.
No. Never.
But this past weekend, they snuck out a real close win against the Colts, 20-17.
Bro, they played, like, they didn't do anything in the first half. Not a single thing. Not one thing. They were down 17-3.
He was on my waivers two weeks ago.
Juju is the shit, and like he has literally went off the past 3 weeks. I don't know if I can see him continuing this, but the Steelers definitely looked like they were like
struggling.
Yeah, I mean, they came off their bye the week before, so
yeah. Sometimes it does weird things.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and obviously they came back and won it. They actually ended up having more total yards than the Colts, and almost all of that came in the second half, which is pretty crazy to me. But Juju. Do you think he's for real?
Yeah.
Without a doubt. He's a stud.
I don't think this is a one-off.
You don't think it's a one-off? I mean,
as long as Big Ben's there, like, he'll be all right.
The rest of the season, I think he does pretty well.
Big Ben is not... Big Ben threw, like, a pick on his opening drive.
That's fine.
So what?
He's not the quarterback he used to be.
No, fuck
but
no.
But he can
but, like,
sling
yeah.
it. He can still sling it regardless.
I don't know if he can. He came out and said that. I know they're 7-2, but I think in a large part of that comes because of their balanced offensive game. Plus, whenever you can kind of...
AB's leading the league in
reception
yards.
Whenever you can just throw it up to AB, and AB can just... Most of those yards are coming after the catch.
Dude, all I'm saying is he can still sling it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say sling it, and most of your yards are coming after the catch. That's not slinging it. That's just...
That's good play calling.
It's not good play calling. That's just great playmakers.
Dude, AB is, like, not even 6 feet tall.
Yeah, but he's a great dude. He's led the league in receiving for like how many years now?
Like two.
Two or three, maybe four.
Because Big Ben fucking slings it.
He doesn't sling
it. He does not care. He will chuck it up.
That's why he's throwing the interceptions. Yeah.
That's why he threw an interception the first play of the game, because he literally chucked it up. Because he was like, nothing else is open. One-on-one down the sideline. Here we go. We're slinging it.
I mean, I get that. I understand having that faith in your guy. I mean, I would say your quarterback as well as my quarterback is starting to learn that a little bit, but like still.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Did you see that pass to Robert Woods?
That was sweet.
Oh, the one that went 6 yards and then Robert Woods took it the rest of the way?
The one that went fucking 55 yards and Robert Woods took it the last 40 with a dude pounding him into the ground?
Yeah, it happens.
It was a fucking throw, dude.
And we'll talk about them next week. In the meanwhile, Speaking of Juju, talking about Juju, how about him and Le'Veon's celebration?
Oh, I love it.
It was the best celebration of the
season. Anytime you can win and troll a rival in your division is a win to me.
Fantastic. Yeah, and he said which one
did it better. Yeah, he did it better.
He did it better.
He took
side
by side of AJ Green with him.
Juju is a great follow.
Juju has a good Twitter game, dude. He fucking curved Mia Khalifa on there too, which was fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Dude, did you see the whole bike thing?
Oh,
did you hear about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
We could talk about that on here, and I was like, we talked about it after the show too. We're like, shit. Missed opportunity. yeah. Vikings, dude. I'm telling you, Case Keenum.
Case Keenum. No, okay.
Fuck right off.
Number one, I think for the most part, we thought that this game was going to be a very defensive game, which it was not.
I was the only one who got it right, so.
Yeah, you were the only one that picked the
Vikings.
Well,
Sean did too when he read your notes.
Yeah, Sean read my description last time and then picked the Minnesota Vikings and then realized.
Wait,
wrong.
I did get it right. I wrote it up on the board wrong.
No, you didn't.
No, yeah, but I no. definitely. You picked Washington. I put a different number in that. I switched it. I put 21-17. Remember, I flipped it at the end because I read your thing. I was like, "Fuck it, I'm going with the Vikes instead."
I don't really care. I don't remember.
Fuck, we messed that up. Regardless,
that's the usual circumstance.
Yeah, 38-30 was very, very unexpected. I mean, I could definitely.
Not for Vikings. You have to put up 38 again next week.
Yep, not for Vikings, dude. They're slinging it this year.
I don't get it. How? I mean, Stephon Diggs, pretty good, but
he's bad.
Dude,
Adam Thielen, dude.
Bro, they lost their starting running back, and they're still doing this shit. It's wild. Like this is literally putting.
You see the Vikings last year? They had a pretty damn good D last year.
Their defense is fantastic this year. That's what's been winning them all these games. This is like,
I don't know, man.
Crazy.
He threw for four touchdowns. That's not.
I know. That's fantastic. And I mean, granted, it's kind of crazy too because Washington's defense is definitely more healthy than what it was. It's not completely healthy yet, but it's more healthy than when we played them last.
And Latavius Murray still ran for a touchdown too.
Latavius Murray ended up being a very, very big pickup for him, but he didn't
Jared
really
McKinnon
have a lot. He only had, what,
too.
26 yards?
Yeah, and Jerick McKinnon's good, too.
McKinnon was that, the diamond in the rough. But he adds the whole different perspective in that pass game, which is pretty
good. And Kyle Rudolph's not a bad tight end.
No, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's arguably pretty good, according to most circles. Matt, good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have their fucking hands full next weekend.
God, dude.
That's a good matchup, I think.
We talked about the Saints earlier. The Saints, the Vikings, and the Rams have incredibly challenging schedules.
Incredibly challenging, dude.
Like, really, really. They all play each other.
Yep. And other
division
leaders.
Which is awesome. I mean, you guys, the Rams, definitely have it tough because you have to play all of them, and then you have to also play the Eagles. You have to You have to play every division leader.
And the guy, and the team that's one game behind us in the division.
Yeah, but that Sherman injury really, really helps a lot of people out, a lot.
Yeah, but it's Seattle, dude. They'll find a way to win games.
Oh, you mean like fucking Russell Wilson's one magic play that I don't understand how
Jesus
it happened,
Christ, dude. That was unfucking.
It was stupid.
Will Greer had one like that too, though, in the West Virginia game. I don't know if you've seen it. At the end of the first half, it was just like a busted play, and like the clock was running down, and he's just like running around like Russell Wilson, and just chucks one up, and Caron White is just wide open in the end zone and catches it. And I was like, oh my fucking god, I hate this team so much.
But back to the Vikings. So they have Case, who we all now agree is legit.
I fucking hate Case.
Did I say Case Keenum was legit?
Teddy like Bridgewater. Yeah, you did. And I mean, I still needed to see some things, and I think I've seen them now. Teddy Bridgewater, who hasn't played in a year and a half, was legit. Don't know if he is anymore, but was. And you have Sam Bradford on this roster. So this team has three starting quarterbacks.
They also have three healthy knees.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Two of those coming from Case.
Case is the only one with knees, so that helps him a lot.
Honestly, I think it does. Like, when it comes down to talking contracts and stuff at the end of the year, I really have a feeling Bridgewater's gone.
No.
And I have a feeling that Bradford's gone.
I could see Case Keenum going on the Jets.
And McCown going down. And then, dude, they do magical things with old QBs. I don't get how they do it.
Exactly why.
But that would be absolutely nutty.
That'd be exactly what might happen.
I
hope they stay with Teddy Bridgewater.
Pick him up as a backup in fantasy next year if that was the case.
As much as I can't root for the Vikings, I like the Vikings. I mean, they
won. I don't have a problem with the Vikings. This week's Vikings hate week, though, so I have many problems with them this week.
But, yeah.
Yeah, dude, this is going to be, like, you guys really haven't had a defensive test like them yet, have you?
Seahawks.
Seahawks, yeah, but
I guess you did play the Seahawks.
We should fucking beat them, though. That was bullshit. It was, dude. It fucking was. Like, the last two plays, like, well, one Cooper Kupp fucking dropped it in the end zone. That didn't help. But the play before that and the play after it was clear pass interference, and it just, nope, game over.
Bro, you want to talk defensive monsters? You're talking Niners, and you're talking Giants. That's all
out of here. What a game.
Dude, Niners are about to win out.
What a game. Niners are about to win out. Dude, according to their players, that felt like winning a championship.
Well, that's because of
Goodwin's. Oh, yeah, Kyle Shanahan's first win.
Marquise Goodwin scoring that touchdown after
heartbreaking.
Losing his son hours beforehand. Dude, that's sad. That got me so, like, it just killed my mood in, like, the most, like, sobering way.
Dude, yeah, but, like, I don't know. I really thought the way everyone rallied around him after that, like, he broke down in the end zone. And, like, dude, it was literally, like, such a good moment, like, from the NFL this year.
Like, that moment
maybe
alone
that was easily a top three moment from the NFL this year.
Yeah. I think that right there alone was, like, so worth the fact that they won that game. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, now they have the same exact record as the Giants.
Dude, I tweeted out, I was like, what are the odds? Like, it obviously didn't happen, but, like, Ben McAdoo should have got the fucking Lane Kiffin treatment and just left at the fucking airport. Like, he should have literally still be trying to find a way home.
Dude, their owner came out today and said that they were going to back him until the end of the year, which actually blows my mind.
And they have viable interim coach. Like, Steve Spagnuolo, like, was a head coach before. Like, he wasn't a good one. Not a good one at all. But, like, you don't have to be a good fucking coach at this point in the season. You're 1-9. Like, it's time to just reset.
I think they need to do it. And, like, I know they're not a team known for dropping a coach in the middle of the year. There's a lot of other teams that are like that out there that are, like, known for not doing it. Like, the Eagles are known for not doing that. But they definitely pulled the trigger on Chip, and look what happened. So I think...
And look what the Rams did when they dropped Jeff Fisher, like, midseason.
He lost the team, and you're just going to let him keep, like, going? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me.
As soon as you lose the locker room, what's the point? Like, they're not going to play
exactly.
for it.
They're not going to... They're not at all. They're just letting people...
over them, dude.
It's kind of insane.
It's kind of embarrassing, really. Like, if I was a Giants fan, I would be so fucking embarrassed. Like, it's... I don't know. I wouldn't be able to deal with that. I would also be embarrassed if I was a fucking Denver Broncos fan, dude. Like, they are another team that is just like... You know, Derek Wolf had a press conference at the end of the game, and he was just like, I don't fucking know anything about it. I fucking hate losing. It's embarrassing. And he was just like, I don't understand how we go from being... in the Super Bowl, 2 years ago, to now being one of the laughing stocks in the league. Like, it's not good. It's not good in Denver right now.
Peyton Manning fell off a cliff, and then everything went downhill.
Didn't win that. They won that Super Bowl in spite of fucking Peyton Manning, dude.
They won that Super Bowl because of one of the best defenses of all time. But they have definitely gotten rid of some key pieces from that defense. Granted, they still have a great secondary. But, I mean, I'm sorry. You can't expect to win games when your offense is just continuously going three and out.
Dude, I don't know, dude. They scored 16.
They scored 16
points. They allowed 41. That sounds like a defensive problem.
Yeah, it was mostly special teams problem.
It was that, dude, their special teams was absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Dude, the muffed punt and the kick return was unreal. But, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, on the flip side, is this an entirely... Okay, time out. Back to that kick return. How about the dude that pushed him from the back
and
excelled him forward? I was mind-boggled. I could not believe that's what I saw. Like, how are you really going to push him forward? It made him go faster. It was stupid. But on the flip side of that, is this an entire different Pats team than what we saw in the beginning of the year?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Nope.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's a much more confident Patriots team.
Through last month, they only allowed 16 points per game, which is, like, incredibly different than, like, the 30-some or whatever they were allowing in the first month of the season.
Hold on. Before you keep going with all your stats, I'm just going to preface that by saying, the beginning of the season, during one of our shows, we had talked about a potential playoff picture. It's like a way too early prediction for the playoffs. And each of us picked the Patriots.
Yeah.
Because we all know that it just sometimes takes a game or two for them to get their shit together. And
we all know Bill
you
Belichick.
Can throw all the stats you want for their crappy defense in those first few games. I kept saying, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, bro, it doesn't fucking matter. They're gonna be one or two seed in the AFC even if they start 0-6. Like
it's all Bill Belichick.
Their team atmosphere hasn't changed at all.
No, it never will.
At all.
So that's my answer. No, it's not.
They
a
are known,
team.
Dude. They, if
I
you
agree.
Have,
I can
if you
that.
Have a weakness on your team, the Patriots are going to exploit it, and they will continuously exploit it until
just smarter
you do
than
something.
You.
Yeah, 1,000%. That's what they are. 100. Yep. I can't agree with you more. We got a game coming up tonight in about a half an hour. It's going to be the Panthers versus the Dolphins.
Game of the week.
Honestly,
yeah,
it might be.
Watch it.
No, dude, you say that, but I think this is going to end up being a shootout. I think
I mean, I say
the
I'm
Dolphins,
not watch it, but
the Dolphins are an entirely different team now that they got rid of Ajayi. Their running backs can actually catch passes out of the backfield. Jay Cutler, I was out here slinging it last week, threw for 3 touchdowns. He had a very good game.
Okay.
I really think this is going to be a more offensive game than what people think it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, I tell myself that I'm not going to watch it, but then again, like, my dumb brain's going to fucking watch it because I watch Central Michigan play Western Michigan on Tuesday nights just because it's fucking football on my screen. Like,
actually, so. I would never.
Honestly,
that
it does suck
trash.
That there's no more baseball right now because that's a great, relaxing thing to do at the end of the night, especially after our shows. After our shows, like, the last thing I want to do is, like, care really about a game.
I certainly don't care about this game.
I like to go get hyped up and watch stuff and then not fall asleep for hours. That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, sure. I think Panthers win this one. 28-17.
Yeah, I think Panthers. Is it in? It's in Carolina, right?
I have no idea. Let's see.
I don't know. I don't care.
Why yeah, Carolina's going to win the game. It doesn't matter if it's in fucking Zimbabwe.
It's at Carolina. It's in Carolina.
Yeah,
you know,
Carolina.
I have it. It's going to be like Carolina, like 28-24. Maybe
just...
even closer.
Yeah.
27-28.
I don't know about that close. I think it's going to be a little bit more lower scoring than that.
Carolina does have the best defense in the league, statistically, right now. So.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go 20-14, Carolina.
That's too low scoring. They're going to score more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, 28-24. I'm going 28-24.
Moving on to your favorite boy.
Shut the fuck up.
Your favorite
coach
of all
time. I know where you're
going
to say this. I'll kill you.
Florida is going after Chip Kelly for their head coaching
job. I'm telling you right now, number one, before we even get into that, this was a fucking awesome weekend for college football.
It was
emotional.
Sean was
so
excited when they beat Rutgers. It was a big overcoming of the last 2 weeks.
We were only up 14-6 at halftime.
An absolute trash can of a game. I don't want to talk about it. That's why we didn't put it in the rundown.
You didn't put it in the rundown.
Continuing on.
We shouldn't have fucking
Chip
put it in
Kelly
the rundown no matter what happened.
Okay, Ben, shut up.
We let you get off so easy.
Yeah, I know you didn't. You guys just have to bring it up a little bit every time here, and like I didn't put it in.
As we do.
So we shouldn't talk about it.
People forget that Sean once said that Penn State and Saquon Barkley were both going to not only win the national championship but also win the Heisman, and now none of those things are going to happen.
Do you think? No, never mind. I'm going to hold my tongue today because I'm learning.
None of those things are going to happen, Sean. I'm sorry.
going after Chip Kelly for their head coaching job. I think this is absolutely fantastic. I hope that he comes back. I think he is definitely a way better college coach. I think that it would completely, you know, fuck up the SEC a little bit, because when's the last time you heard about the SEC having, like, a high-octane offense with poor defense? Never.
Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a very, 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 very good point. That sounds like a fake
excitement. Wow.
No, that's, he's so right. Dude, that's like one of the last teams to beat Alabama in the regular season. Like, that's actually a really, really good point. I like that a lot, Ben. That's
wow.
Jesus.
No, Jesus Christ. I think I just had a heart attack.
That was a really good comparison. I actually think that's what it's going to be like.
Dude, I think Florida can fuck around and be a good team if Chip Kelly goes there. Like, he'll be able to get some good. He'll be like, Florida is chock full of very good football players. And
no, it would absolutely shake up the SEC, which is, like, I think what needs to happen right now. I think they need to change the entire college football, like, platform. I think they need to do away with conferences.
What?
Dude, I said that so long ago.
I do. I think it
should all conferences. You guys shit on me for making that same comment.
I think, yeah, like, look at Notre Dame and what they're allowed to do. Dude, I think it would help out. I think it would help out a lot, especially for a playoff standpoint.
How would that help anything, dude? There's literally there's 130 teams. There has to be some sort of fucking structure.
Exactly. Allow teams to be able to play who they want to play. Like, I really think it would help out.
I think you'll have a situation like Wisconsin when you don't fucking play anybody. Like, teams don't want to play.
You know, you're gonna have teams that are gonna do stuff like that, but that's not true. Then you're gonna have teams like Ohio State who do want to play in those games. Like, they scheduled Oklahoma. They scheduled, who else did they play early in the year? That was very good. Like, they're doing this on purpose. Like, I know Penn State has already put Auburn in for their 2019 and 2020 seasons.
And they have a home and home against West Virginia in 2022. Exactly.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, they're figuring out that, like, that is what needs to happen.
Well, then you get Ohio State getting hosed by Michigan State.
Wait, what? No, that's
the other way around.
48-3.
Yeah, Ohio State vaporized Michigan State. Oh, that was
what a word. No, you vape, bro? Does Ohio State vape?
They actually, like, it. It looked like it. 48-3 was. Oh my god. This was the game that made me throw
and
out.
And you were like, there is no chance that they don't cover. Like, minus 16 for Ohio State is unbelievable.
Dude, this is why I have, like, the argument that the Big Ten is the most competitive conference. Because, look.
That's not very competitive.
How is this competitive, dude? They literally blew them out by 45 points.
Ohio State beat Penn State by a point. And then Michigan State beat us by 3 points.
There's a common denominator.
Okay, and then Ohio State comes out and smacks Michigan State 48-3. And yet Penn State beat Iowa by a point, and Ohio State got hosed by Iowa.
Bro, that's the
so,
whole fucking same thing.
That's what, like, I mean. I'm telling you right now, the Big Ten is the most competitive.
It's like Syracuse beat Clemson, and Clemson beat all these teams, so Syracuse better than all of them.
The Big Ten is a way. No, the Big Ten is a way more competitive conference than other conferences.
Because you have teams blowing out other teams.
No, it's not that you have teams blowing out other teams.
Just
but
each other.
It's just like
just each other. Yeah, just each other.
Yeah, but that's exactly what
it's
I mean.
It's not
but
competitive.
It is competitive.
It's a 48-3
if every
game
one of these, if every one of these games was close,
then
I would
shut the
think.
Hell up.
I'm not talking about this game specifically. I'm talking the Big Ten as a whole. It's more competitive than other conferences.
But not.
How?
This game in the
I'm
conference.
Not talking about this game. I'm talking about the conference.
But competitive.
But then,
games
but then, if you look at
conference.
The if you look at the Iowa game against Ohio State, Iowa blew out Ohio. Like, these games aren't
exactly.
close.
And
they're not competitive.
Wisconsin came out and smacked Iowa. I mean, yeah, they're not.
Each
all
team's
close
getting smacked. Like, that's not a competitive game.
I think it's good coaching. I think it's better coaching. I think it's more
not good coaching.
I do.
It's good coaching on one side. It's
yeah,
a very,
it's
a very top,
it's
going
back and
forth.
It's not top heavy at all. Dude, you have six teams on the east side that are 6-2 or 7-2, or what are they 8-2 now? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's way different than the SEC, who has
teams
I guess I have to say three
close games every fucking time.
What? How? How is any game other than the Bama game close this weekend?
I guess you're right. Yeah. But still, like,
no, but like my thing is, you can't say that, like, just because they're beating each other doesn't make it necessarily competitive. The games that they're winning or losing are not competitive.
No, it
at
just
all.
Shows that the other conferences aren't, like, you're having teams that are coming out with only, like,
I don't know why you have it in your head that, like, everyone's against you in the Big Ten.
They are. Everyone is against the Big Ten. It's a proven fact.
No.
It's proven.
Maybe it's just because you're not that good.
No, it's because you're not that good.
I'm not claiming to be.
That's the this is classic. Just, are you, maybe you're just not that. Well, you're not that good.
No, I'm not claiming to be. I'm saying the Big Ten is the. Name a better conference.
Dude, the Big 12 is pretty competitive.
The Big 12 has no defense.
Who gives a shit, dude?
Your game against Ohio State was 38-39.
Yeah, well,
that's 77 points.
Every Big 12 game ends up in the 40s.
This was 48-3.
Yeah, but
the game against the Iowa blew out Ohio State. They put up, they went over in that game too,
and it was 60. Something.
So where's your point here?
I don't know. I'm looking for it.
You can't find it.
I just can't. Big Ten's a better conference.
Not based off of these arguments that you're coming up with. They're not.
Oh man, I'm gonna.
Is Ohio State even top 10 right now?
Yeah, they're gonna be. They're gonna be really high. They're probably gonna be like 7.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you they go like 9 or 10.
Yeah, I don't know about 7, dude.
I think somebody in the I think the poll this week had them in at like 6 or 7.
Wisconsin's gonna be the Big Ten. Like if the Big Ten's getting into the playoff, Wisconsin's gonna be your team.
Not if Ohio State ends up playing Wisconsin and Ohio State wins.
Then no one's getting in.
Nope. This will be the year that we have the first two loss team.
And it's gonna be Auburn.
You also made the argument. Listen, let's like we should go back and like play clips from your first one. Mm-hmm. You said definitively this is probably the year where the Big Ten gets two teams in.
Yep.
And now we're struggling to get one.
Okay.
But they're the best conference.
I'm sorry, but college football is the
hardest
thing to predict. It is. It's so hard.
We opened up a fucking can of words.
Then why do we talk about it? It's fun to. You have to.
I was never a college football guy for that exact reason.
Well, you guys all wanted Notre Dame to win this week, and Notre Dame did not.
I did not want Notre Dame.
Actually,
to
you
win
and I were
week.
The only two who said Notre Dame.
I'm the one that said fucking Miami.
Yeah, you and I both were.
The
Notre
U
Dame.
Is so fucking back, bro. This game was over halfway through the first quarter because the turnover change came out. Like as soon as the turnover change came out halfway through the first quarter, this shit was so over, dude.
I'm not gonna lie, this was my first week actually watching Miami play.
Dude, they're fucking sick, dude. They're fucking
I'm sorry,
so sick.
Play every single clip you said about Miami.
I talked.
Dude, they're not legit, dude. Their defense isn't that good.
Notre Dame did get exposed.
You talked before the show. You're like, dude, we need to have like at the end of the year, like after we do like 1 year of this, we need to have like a bloopers reel. I think we just need to have a reel of Sean contradicting himself, like throughout the
saying how many
year.
Times I've been wrong. I'm not saying I'm for Miami, but I'm saying I think the turnover chain is the best thing in college football right now. It's dope. It was fantastic. Watching
oh my god,
dude, watching
so
watching their D coordinator
it's
like
so
get the
hype.
Smile on his face and hand out the chain. It was
oh, it's
just,
so hype,
yeah.
Dude. When you get just that view of like all these people just mobbing on the sideline and then just one dude comes out the back of it with this thick ass chain on, just getting hype as shit, dude. It was so over. Like there is
no
bigger
fantastic.
Momentum swing than when
three
the turnover chain comes out.
Three interceptions and a fumble. And this is the thing that really got me. I've never before in my life seen the backup quarterback get put in the game and then throw a pick.
Pick six.
And then put the starter back in the game.
A horrible one, dude.
I've never seen it.
That was probably the craziest decision I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was very
bad. Stared
him
right down, dude.
Literally to a true freshman. Just handed
that
him the ball.
He said, here.
Go take
here,
this.
Read my
way.
Eyes. Instead of reading
read
my lips,
eyes,
read my eyes.
I will
eyes
toss you this perfect
right
pass to your hands. And you can just take it home and get your chain.
Bad coaching.
No, I think they might have been in cahoots before the game, like saying, like, listen, I want to wear the chain. Help me out. Like, you guys are going to get smacked. And I think that's what happened.
I think Brian Kelly just choked again in a big game.
What's a bigger loss, that game or Georgia losing to freaking Auburn 40-17?
I don't know, dude. Auburn. The coach came Georgia. Out at the end of that game, and like I know they got smacked, and dude, my God, Auburn put up 237 yards on the ground. But the coach did come out after the game and say that was entirely his fault, poor game planning. So
Georgia will be just okay.
I think so too. But dude, it does open it up for dude. I'll save that. Fuck Oklahoma.
You did that. That was it.
I had more, but I'm gonna say
dude, we need to have Mitch back on the show the week before the Iron Bowl, and get like an Iron Bowl preview.
Yeah, no,
from
that's what
Auburn
I
want
to talk about. But we'll talk about when we talk about Bama. Fuck Oklahoma.
Why? They play pretty good.
Do you hate Baker Mayfield, dude? I love Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield's like you in college quarterback.
Baker Mayfield is
literally, dude. Yeah. Sean is the Baker Mayfield of podcasts.
I think it's why I hate him.
He's literally you, bro.
So you guys are telling me I'm the goat right now.
Like, you're short, cocky motherfucker. But like, he's really good at like
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, but he's like doing a really good job of beating TCU.
Yeah, he did.
If you fuck around, could be like a Heisman candidate.
He's gonna fuck around and win the Heisman, not just be a Heisman candidate.
He's definitely the massive Heisman favorite. Yeah, now.
As he should be,
Baker Mayfield.
As he should be.
No, that's short ass.
He'd probably run over Saquon Barkley too.
I don't. How?
Dude, Saquon Barkley has averaged 2.8 yards a carry in the past 3 games.
Pulling jabs at me now. You guys are trying to get me fired up. Matt, you want this thing peaking? I'll get this thing fucking peaking.
Just let me know.
Sean, just letting you know, in the biggest games this season, Saquon Barkley has shit his pants.
No, it's not that he shit his pants. It's the fact that the coach is just, we have a guy who could win the Heisman, you know. Yeah, let's not give him the ball. Woo!
I mean, when he's averaging 2.8 yards a carry and has two touchdowns in his last 3 games.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had a couple games where he got hit.
And those couple games were the biggest games of the season for Penn State.
Yeah.
He's played really well against unranked opponents.
Yes, he's played really well against the dog shit that was the first half of your schedule.
I love that you guys continue to bring this up. Ben, like, if I talked this much shit on West Virginia, it'd be so much different, but I don't.
Baker Mayfield's
nice
playing
guy.
Like a god against good teams. Because
you bring this upon yourself by all the hype
that you
said.
I didn't say anything.
You
guys were the ones that started.
Oh, no, it's just like years and
it's
years
what
of,
you
like,
said before. That now that it's happened and it hasn't gone your way is when you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but
so we don't want to hear about it when it's going good. But
no, but it's
you
like,
don't want to hear
like,
about it when
it's
going
like,
bad.
I finally accepted it, and then you guys just want to constantly.
No. You built up so much shit over the last like.
Now it's our time to let it out, and I even told you. I said, wait until all this shit fucking happens, and I can finally tell you about everything that has been going on this entire season.
Yeah, it's all come home to roost for you at this point.
Yep, the roosters have come to fucking roost.
Yeah.
Or the chickens.
You do realize that, like, for the rest of your life, like that's a thing because of
What? What's the thing?
Like, anytime Penn State, like, just shits the money, like, just shits the bed.
I just don't understand how they get talked shit upon. I mean, I guess it's definitely...
What do you mean, why? What do you mean, you don't
this is exactly
it?
Why.
I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah. You're learning.
I can't help it.
You're learning. You don't need to help it. We'll just give it right back in your face.
Yeah, you don't need to help it. It just needs to keep going.
I'm a passionate sports fan. Fuck off.
There
how about
go.
That?
See?
There it is.
Guy.
He says with one crutch.
Bitches, pussies, motherfuckers. I'm pissed off. Oh my god, let's go.
Dude, they beat Rutgers though.
They did beat Rutgers.
Oh my god, don't get me started about this game.
And he had 35 yards rushing. That's fucking stud.
Dude, shut up, dude. Rutgers are sneaky good.
Sneaky good, bro. Sneaky good, bro.
I think that our coaching has been atrocious. But that's
the story. Oh, wait, James Franklin's not a good coach?
Hey, Ben, how about you go fuck off? When's the last time you made 2 New Year's Six Bowls in a row, huh, guy?
When was the last time you won
exactly,
a New Year's Six Bowl?
Exactly, that's what I thought. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Dude, you know who's... No, actually, though, you know who's sneaky good?
We still made 2 in a row, or will.
You know who's, like, sneaky good, though? Mississippi State. I like, low-key totally forgot that they were, like, 17.
I didn't know they were 16.
Yeah. Like, I low-key didn't...
They're definitely... That's the wrong
That might have just been adjusted.
Yeah. They were very good. They should have won the fucking game, but Alabama is fucking Bama, and they had to go pull some
Alabama shit.
Dude, there was no way Alabama was losing that game.
Dude,
they should have lost the game, dude. They're lucky that they only had to score a fucking field goal at the end there. If they would have scored another touchdown, I don't think that game would have went the way it did. But they couldn't. They held them and made them kick the field goal at the end, and then bam, everything happened and just it. Crushed my day.
They had 200 yards rushing.
Yeah, but look how many rushing yards they allowed, which was like the most by a long time. I think they said it was like the most by a Saban.
100 like 65.
All I have
70.
To say, all exactly. I have to say about Alabama is they play Mercer before the fucking Iron Bowl this week, and I'm gonna say several prayers for Mercer because Nick Saban is gonna walk onto that field.
Wait, can we talk about where's
with
the Iron
an
Bowl?
AR.
What? Where's the Iron Bowl? Where is the
in
Iron
Bowl? In Auburn.
Holy computer, if you freeze one more fucking time.
It's in
We're
Auburn.
Almost done here.
It's in Auburn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking hype. I'm ready for a fucking something wild to happen. Like
I'm ready for the 2014 Iron Bowl all over again.
Yes, that was that might be the best college football game I've ever watched.
I agree.
I don't know. There's a couple I've seen that were really good.
But that one was probably one of that was
That was really good. Last year for me, the Penn State game was really good. Also, the Michigan 4 overtime game was fantastic.
That was the best game I've ever been to. But the best game I ever watched was that fucking game, dude.
Yeah, it's just because that shit never happens, ever.
Ever. Ever. And the way, and like just like the implications that it brought upon, like it was dope. And I want, like, we need to have either Mitch or Connor on. And like,
I know we're right there, man.
Talk and like just talk about it, because like we'll have like a course, like an Auburn correspondent for the weekend.
That'd be sweet.
Apple, fix my fucking computer.
Is that your final thought?
No, but you're listening. I know you're listening. Fix
it. It's on iTunes. They listen.
That's exactly.
What's your final thought, though?
My final thought is Sean might not read real good, but Sean write good.
I don't know. You put ideas down on a page pretty good.
Sean write good.
He does really good outlines.
Yeah, you can outline the hell out of a podcast, bro. Good shit.
This is the first time I've ever outlined anything, so thank you.
This is going well off the rails.
I'm gonna hop in my final thought real quick, because I'll do those that little... I'll take us home after your final thought.
Works for me.
My final thought is that after this week, I will be totally cleared to play sports again. I've had a torn groin since on and off since March of this year, right after our spring break. So pretty much looking forward to be able to run and play soccer again. So that's my final thought.
There we go. Shout out. My final thought is my last home game at West Virginia as a student. It's coming on Saturday. Very excited about it. I got a lot of people coming down to visit for it, because everyone my entire 4 years I've been here says, oh, I'm going to catch a game, I'm going to catch a game, I'm going to catch a game. And sure enough, in typical Carter Wolpert fashion, the very last possible moment that it could happen, everyone decides they want to come for it.
Who else is coming?
It's my fam from Minnesota. I guess there's no Whoopers coming other than my mom. My fam from Minnesota.
I might have to change that.
My parents, dude, come down. My parents, Cass's sister and Cass's sister's fiance. So it's going to be a shirt show, but the fucking game is a noon.
What's a shirt show?
Kickoff. What?
What's a shirt show?
It's a shit show, but worse.
You said no. That was funny. I like what you did with that.
It's gonna be fucking like, I hate noon kickoffs more than fucking anything. And the fact
that I like noon kickoffs.
We have not when you're trying to tailgate, like it's fucking shit.
No, dude, we're gonna just be wake out up at 6 and don't drink Friday, like a bitch.
You're rushed. You don't get to eat any of the tailgate food until after the game, and it's just
why?
It's a mess.
Why not just play it safe on Friday?
When have we ever done that? Like in our lives?
I started to do it. Aging has changed me, Ben.
I would beg to differ on that tremendously. That age has made you more mature.
Okay, granted, it might have only been in the past like 2 or 3 weeks, but I'm changing. I'm learning. We've talked about that's been the theme of today's show. Sean is learning.
You notice his voice gets deeper every once in a while too.
That's when I try to be smart and act smart and be professional.
His voice cracked in front of the classroom the other day and he ran out crying. It's not my fault.
No. Hey, I just want to say I didn't crack at all when I read The Drink of the Week last week, so I
You did have a really weird fucking accent, though, when you tried
to. I know I did.
You also couldn't read.
I know I did. I did that on purpose.
You also were stumbling around and couldn't say necessary.
I blanked for a second, okay? We all have moments like that.
We all have moments where normal words go out of our head.
It does. Seriously. Act like I'm wrong.
Not when you're looking at the word.
Yeah, well, I mean,
not when you're doing something that you learned in the first grade.
Maybe I'm a little dyslexic and it was never diagnosed. Because I'm telling you that wrong. N looked like a U.
So it would be unnecessary.
That's what I was almost saying. And then you said necessarily, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's what it is. So I'm just an idiot right now, and this is really embarrassing because this is on a live podcast.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, guys, tonight on our episode of Room Temp Show. Make sure you guys follow us at Room Temp Show on the Twitter machine. Check out our website, roomtempshow.com. And very easily, if you're already listening to this on iTunes, obviously you know how to get there. But check us out on iTunes. Just literally search Room Temp Show, 3 words with the only freaking option there. Subscribe to us. Give us 5 stars. Leave a review as our one boy, our friend Mickey here, one of his good friends left us the greatest review that he could have left us, which would have been fantastic. I'm going to try and find it real quick for you guys and read it, because this probably should have counted as my...
Also, shout out Glenn Bob, whoever you are.
Whoever,
man.
Glenn Bob.
Glenn Bob. Yeah. Glenn Bob. If you're listening, I know you are, because, I mean, you had to listen to something. Shout out for that review too. That was very.
This review comes from Bromander with a 4 instead of an A. His review was, I love to see a couple lads get together and they're all like, I have absolutely no idea what to do today. And then that one kid is all like, let's make a podcast. And the rest are like, smash it. And they do, and it's utter brilliance. Thank you,
Bromander. That's basically what it was. You basically outlined our entire business model from the very, very start.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to copy that and use that for themselves, that's free. That's a free one for you guys from Bromander. But thank you guys for checking us out. Listen up to our next one as we give a little recap of... A prediction for the upcoming games. You'll get our scores, obviously. Check us out on Twitter. Give us a little follow Rooney there. All of our good content's on there, too.
For a record, that's the first time Matt's ever called a Twitter, not the Twitter machine.
Ever. There you go.
That's the first time I've ever heard of a follow Rooney.
learning new words every day. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay toasty,
y'all. Peace.
Snaps for you guys.